You know, the name of this bill, the Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act, says it all.
That's Colorado Senator Michael Bennett at a recent gathering in Denver. He and Congressman Joe Neguse, a Democrat who represents Colorado's 2nd District, recently introduced the Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act that would protect 400,000 acres in the state.
Colorado does not think that you have to make a choice between protecting the landscapes that we love and having economic growth.
The CORE Act combines and improves the San Juan Mountains Wilderness Act, the Continental Divide Recreation Wilderness and Camp Hale Legacy Act, the Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act of 2017, and the Curicante National Recreation Area Boundary Establishment Act of 2010. All of these bills were started at the local level and drafted with county commissioners, businesses, sportsmen, and conservationists over the last decade. Stacy Patch Bernot, fifth-generation native of the Crystal River Valley and former Carbondale mayor, says permanent protection of close to 200,000 acres in the Thompson Divide would be a big win.
The coalition of ranchers, outdoor recreationists, hunters, fishermen, all those folks, we don't always get along. We'll fight with our neighbor over water. But for Thompson Divide, we all came together because we saw the importance of protecting this.
The Thompson Divide section of the CORE Act withdraws federal land from oil and gas leasing.
It overlaps parts of that original Thompson Divide boundary that are in Garfield, Pitkin, and Gunnison counties.
That's Peter Hart, staff attorney for Carbondale's Wilderness Workshop.
And then it also includes additional acreage outside of the Thompson Divide extending farther south.
The Act acknowledges valid existing lease rights within the withdrawal boundary and gives energy companies that hold those leases a way to cash out. It's called an exchange. Hart describes it as
a mechanism whereby leaseholders who have leases up there could actually exchange those leases for credits that they could use to pay rentals and royalties that they may owe the federal government for other leases or to acquire new leases someplace else.
There is one caveat for the exchange. The Act states that any leaseholder with a Wolf Creek storage field development right shall permanently relinquish all of those development rights if the company wants to exchange other leases on the Thompson Divide.
So SG has the development rights underneath the Wolf Creek field, and they have 3 leases up at the top of McClure Pass in the Huntsman Unit.
That means if SG wants to exchange the Huntsman Unit leases, it has to give up development rights under the Wolf Creek field. Storage rights in the field would not be affected. SG Interests has not returned requests for comment, but Shannon Beckham, spokesperson for Senator Bennett, told KDNK via email that the senator's office communicated with the energy company ahead of the introduction of the 2017 Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act and the 2019 CORE Act. Gunnison Energy also holds leases inside and outside of the Thompson Divide legislative boundary. But Beckham said the boundaries were modified in 2015 so the company could produce natural gas from existing leases in the Muddy Creek area. The CORE Act also protects close to 29,000 acres around Camp Hale between Minturn and Leadville. The camp was built in the 1940s for winter warfare training during World War II. It was home to the 10th Mountain Division and is now a National Historic Site. Will Rausch, director of Wilderness Workshop, said the camp's wartime contribution is only one reason to protect it.
A lot of those veterans came back to Colorado and took their experience in the mountains and turned that into essentially the modern outdoor recreation economy.
Famous 10th Mountain Division vets include environmentalist David Brower and ski resort designer Fritz Benedict, who created the 10th Mountain Division hut system.
It's not just protecting the actual camp where there were a bunch of buildings. It's protecting the whole landscape that those soldiers trained in and had their seminal experiences in the outdoors so that now future generations can go out and experience that landscape in a pretty similar manner.
Senator Bennett's website states that the CORE Act is widely supported, from Governor Jared Polis to anglers, skiers, ranchers, even Gunnison Energy. But Garfield County commissioners recently opposed permanent protection of the Thompson Divide. Despite supporting it in the past, in a recent meeting, Tom Jankowski stated that he had changed his mind.
I did sign a letter at one point saying that there should be permanent withdrawal, but I don't feel that way today.
Stacy Bernot cautions against public complacency due to the proposed legislation. She said the battle to save Thompson Divide is not over.
The sense that I get out there is that, oh, we've won that battle. And that's not the case. And this CORE Act shows the importance of Thompson Divide to be coupled with these other three very important pieces. And we want to work with the federal government to make sure that this goes through this time.
The Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Act was introduced in late January and has been referred to committees in both the Senate and the House. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.